When night falls and the world lies lost in sleep, I take to my bed, my heart throbbing, about to break, anxieties swarming, piercing, I may go mad with grief. Like Pandarius's daughter, the nightingale in the green woods, lifting her lovely song at the first warm rush of spring, perched in the treetops, rustling leaves, and pouring forth her music, shifting, trilling, and sinking, rippling high to burst in grief for Itylus, her beloved boy, King Zethus's son, whom she in innocence once cut down with bronze. So my wavering heart goes shuttling back and forth. Do I stay beside my son and keep all things secure, my lands, my serving women, the grand high-roofed house, true to my husband's bed, the people's voice as well? Or do I follow at last the best man who courts me here in the halls, who gives the greatest gifts? My son, when he was a boy and light-hearted, urged me not to marry and leave my husband's house, but now he has grown and reached his young prime, he begs me to leave our palace, travel home. Telemachus, so obsessed with his own estate, the wealth my princely suitors bleed away. But please, read this dream for me, won't you? Listen closely. I keep 20 geese in the house. From the water trough they come and peck their wheat. I love to watch them all. But down from a mountain swooped this great hook-beaked eagle, yes, and he snapped their necks and killed them, one and all, and they lay in heaps throughout the halls, while he, back to the clear blue sky, he soared at once. But I wept and wailed, only a dream, of course. And our well-groomed ladies came and clustered round me, sobbing, stricken. The eagle killed my geese. But down he swooped again, and settling on to a jutting rafter, called out in a human voice that dried my tears, "Courage, daughter of famous King Icarius, this is no dream but a happy waking vision, real as day, that will come true for you. The geese were your suitors. I was once the eagle, but now I am your husband, back again at last, about to launch a terrible fate against them all." So he vowed, and the soothing sleep released me. I peered round and saw my geese in the house, pecking at their wheat at the same trough where they always took their meal. "Dear woman," quick Odysseus answered, "twist it however you like. Your dream could only mean one thing. Odysseus told you himself. He'll make it come to pass. Destruction is clear for each and every suitor. Not a soul escapes his death and doom." "Oh, my friend," seasoned Penelope dissented, "dreams are hard to unravel, wayward, drifting things. Not all we glimpse in them will come to pass. Two gates there are for our evanescent dreams. One made of ivory, the other made of horn. Those that pass through the ivory, cleanly carved, are will-o'-the-wisps. Their message bears no fruit. The dreams that pass through the gates of polished horn are fraught with truth, for the dreamer who can see them. But I can't believe my strange dream has come that way, much as my son and I would love to have it so. One more thing I'll tell you. Weigh it well. The day that dawns today, this cursed day, will cut me off from Odysseus's house. Now I mean to announce a contest with those axes, the ones he would often line up here inside the hall, 12 in a straight unbroken row, like blocks to shore a keel. Then stand well back and whip an arrow through the lot. Now I will bring them on as a trial for my suitors. The hand that can string the bow with greatest ease, that shoots an arrow clean through all 12 axes, he is the man I follow. Yes, forsaking this house where I was once a bride, this gracious house so filled with the best that life can offer, I shall always remember it, that I know, even in my dreams." "Oh, my queen," Odysseus, man of exploits, urged her on, "royal wife of Laertes' son Odysseus, now don't put off this test in the halls a moment. Before that crew can handle the polished bow, string it taut and shoot through all those axes, Odysseus, man of exploits, will be home with you." "If only, my friend," the wise Penelope replied, "you were willing to sit beside me in the house, indulging me in the comfort of your presence, sleep